Focus on the White House. The administration trying to get the human infrastructure bill closer to the $1.5 trillion maximum demanded by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. Paid family leave could be jettisoned.
Manchin, who has the power to kill the entire bill, is firmly opposed.
To expand social programs when you have trust funds that aren't solvent, they're going insolvent. I can't explain that. It doesn't make sense to me. I just can't do it.
Progressives outraged. But Manchin is dug in. He's also made it clear he's not on board with a plan to pay for the massive package by taxing billionaires on assets like their stock market gains.
ABC's Rachel Scott. President Biden expected to visit Capitol Hill today, attempting to get it done before he leaves for the UN climate summit in Scotland. Participating via video, the president told the East Asia summit that China's recent actions in the Taiwan Straits are coercive and undermine peace and stability. Beijing considers Taiwan a renegade province and vows to reclaim it. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
823 at WEOL. We're happy to have on the line with us Senator Sherrod Brown. Joins us for visits a couple times a month. We appreciate it, Sherrod. Thanks for joining us again.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about something. We're in the month of October, which was designated Manufacturing Month. We're coming to the end of that, but I understand you kind of did a little bit of a tour with the U.S. Secretary of Labor. Talk about that.
Yeah, I asked the Secretary of Labor to come to Northeast Ohio. He visited Magnet, and we have some. In fact, Lorain Community College, Marsha Ballinger was a prime participant there. She talked to the Secretary of Labor a lot about what LC's doing and what we can do to bring young people into manufacturing, and it's been sort of my 25-year cause. We're still not nearly where we need to be, but we know that we're not only a manufacturing community, but that's a big part of who we are. And I resist and reject the term Rust Belt because nothing about our manufacturing is rusty, and we are coming back in so many ways.
A couple moments ago, we heard the national report about President Biden going to Capitol Hill today to talk about the Build Back Better bill. What do you think will happen there?
Oh, we're going to get past both bills. We will get to the president before Thanksgiving. I'm hopeful in the next week or two. This is all this back and forth. Media like to talk, of course, about Democrats fighting with Democrats and arguing, and Republicans are kind of just on the sideline, not much interested. But the fact is, when this is done, this will be consequential. This is the biggest tax cut for working families in American history. It paid for in large part by wealthy people who have avoided taxes for far too many years. It's just there's something wrong when a radio personality and a teacher and a firefighter pay a higher tax rate than the richest people in the world. And we're working to fix that and invest that money in kids and child care and health care and education.
We've had reports this week of the supply chain again. 77 cargo ships supposedly just parked off the California coast, $24 billion worth of cargo on board. Some reports yesterday that there are open docks at Los Angeles port. No ships, no trucks. Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, the lesson here is that years ago, and you and I have talked about this in this show for years, is presidents of both parties, Trump and Obama and Bush, sold us out on trade agreements, and too many corporate interests lobbied too many people in Congress for tax and trade policy changes and moved this production overseas. So our supply chain is flung all over the world instead of being more concentrated in this country. And if we continue to pay a price for that, we've got to fix the supply chain. We need more workers. Wages have to go up. I mean, what we've seen in the last 10 years, 20 years really, is profits have gone up, the stock market's gone way up, executive compensation's off the charts, yet workers' wages are flat. And once workers' pay is more and people feel safer at work, there will be enough people to do all this work and rebuild the supply chain and get us all back to work. And that's the key part of it, is that everybody gets vaccinated and that wages go up so that workers feel safe.
Talking this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown, what are some of the things on your agenda for the remainder of this month?
Well, big thing this month is I'm working on something we've worked on before, and that is that the drug companies, that the Medicare ought to negotiate directly the prices of drugs with the drug companies. We do that with the VA. You may remember years ago when I was in the House, I took buses of seniors to Canada because Canadians paid half as much for their prescription drugs, same packaging, same dosage. That's the way we do it at the VA. They negotiate directly with the drug companies. We ought to do it with Medicare. There's still a couple senators, the entire Republican caucus in the Senate's opposed to it because they're too close to the drug companies, and we have one or two Democratic senators that haven't stepped up here, and we've got to get them on board.
Sounds good. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Of course. Today. Thanks, always. Thanks, buddy.